The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a beautiful, sunny day. And I hope that you are enjoying the summer weather as well as I am. Here we are, once again, at Spirituality 101, the place where it doesn't really matter what path you have chosen, because we have come to know that all paths lead home. Spirituality 101 is about you and me and our journey. We are here to bring you information. We are here to cheer you on. We are here to guide your focus to the resources that are available to you in your growth and your development. We are here to bring you interviews to make you smile, to remind you of the work that there is along the way, good work, joyous work. But above all, we're here to remind you that if you and I have chosen to be on the planet in these very, very auspicious times. I can't think of another word to apply there. We've argued for the right to be here when Mother Earth is transitioning to the fifth dimension. And to remind you that there are many, 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 many souls who are cheering us, who are working with us right alongside of us in spirit from other dimensions here on planet Earth, so that we can make transition and lift our consciousness and our vibrations higher and higher and higher. So welcome. Today my topic is the spiritual path. And beneath that, I'd like to think that I will provide some reminders along the way. If you're a regular listener to Spirituality 101, you'll certainly be familiar with this statement, all paths lead home. I've received a few remarks, few comments and questions on this statement over a period of time. But you, my listeners, have asked me to teach, to bring more insight on this statement. Last week, I mentioned that there were three major categories that constitute the path. And many of you are interested in hearing more about those three categories. I'm in compliance today. And here's the lesson. Are you on a spiritual path? How do you know you're on a spiritual path? Which path did you choose? Did the path choose you, or did you choose the path? It works both ways, depending on where we are in our growth and our development. I want to begin by saying, first of all, that a seeker on a path, any path, is a student of spirit. I want to say that again. A seeker on any path is a student of spirit. And I hope for those of you who are regulars with me, you've got paper and pencil and you have written that one down, because we are going to come back to that. A seeker on the path is a student of spirit. And then I'd like to kind of tie that one into another reminder. We are going to be giving you a lot of reminders today. You cannot become a master by remaining a follower. You cannot become a master by remaining a follower. And those two statements, a seeker on a path is a student of spirit, and you cannot become a master by remaining a follower, is going to tie right in today to this thing called religion and spirituality. Because they both, all three of these statements, kind of tie right into being on a path. How'd you get on this path? Did you have an aha moment? Did you have an awakening moment? Last week we had three visitors on the show, and each of my guests last week gave us the aha or awakening moment that they felt was the one place where they got that jolt, they received that jolt that kind of pushed them to seek more. Now, some of us have awakening moments while we're traversing the religious path. Some of us have awakening moments when we are perhaps attempting to maybe exercise. Exercise brings it a lot. When we begin to exercise, get the body fit, the mind begins to follow, it gets focused, and we somehow start to get plummeted into asking questions and focusing on trying to find answers. Some of us stumble into a path when we are in the midst of experiencing perhaps trauma and a lot of dysfunction perhaps in our lives. And it takes us to this place where we're kind of on the brink of asking for more. In my own life, I had a near-death experience at the age of 26, and that brought me to that place of, God, there has to be more. And when I had the near-death experience, I came back quite aware that there certainly was more to life than meets the eye, and was determined from that point onwards to be able to engage, embrace, and enter into that amazingly joyful, light-filled experience I had for the 2 minutes or so that I was out of the body and doctors fought to bring me back. So for each and every one of us, there is an aha moment, or sometimes it is a group of words, perhaps a statement that we may hear, and it resonates with our soul. But whatever it is, we are usually propelled into deeper and further seeking as the result of what I call the awakening. What was it for you? The spiritual awakening is generally the beginning of the mystical path. And often it comes as an emotionally overwhelming experience. And sometimes can even end in great emotional turmoil. Sometimes it's the offshoot of suffering. Sometimes it's the offshoot of perhaps losing a loved one and trying desperately to kind of get back in sync. Some people have awakening moments in moments of intense prayer or meditation. Or some people just simply gradually drift onto a path by virtue of perhaps reading a book, attending a lecture, being attentive to a spiritual teacher on the planet. But all of these things is a signal to us that our souls are kind of whispering, getting the message across to us, there is more, there is more, there is more, and perhaps you brought to the world more than you thought. I grew up in the Episcopal tradition with a father, with parents who were, my mother was very religious, my father was very spiritual. But my father had I guess he couldn't understand the experiences that involved instant healing and involved praising in a way that to him did not seem divine and sacred. And so I grew up with that in the background. And it really did take grumblings or rumblings from my soul to push me into the direction to experience whether or not some of the healing experiences that one heard of or saw or experienced were real. And if they were real, what was the source? And how is it that some people experienced it and others didn't? Growing up, I had a tremendous amount of questions, and I'm sure you have too. If you're listening to my voice, you obviously have a lot of questions around spirit and needing answers to many, many questions that are not so easily answered in our textbooks. So I was moved to find answers to questions that pastors could not give me. And that led to this word, which is going to be very important for us today, intention. What is your intent as you step on the path? For each of us, that intention is different. While each of us will have different intentions, that is not to say that one intention is better or more advanced than the other. One of the things I want you to keep in the back of your mind today throughout this lesson is that we live multiple lifetimes. But while we live multiple lifetimes, they're not different lives. It's one consecutive, continual lifetime. And when we step out, whether it's temporary or permanently, out of the human existence, we have access to that memory bank. We have access to the scroll that gives us the whole of our spirit's experience. So we're functioning at multiple levels, and we're walking with information, skills, etc. on the inside that we have brought from the other lifetimes that we have experienced. That was very clear to me when I reviewed the record during my near-death experience. So bear in mind that we have lived multiple lives, we have different information. So it is only natural that when we get here, we have different needs based on what it is we committed to the universe that we would do once we get here. And so therefore, the paths that we may choose, or the paths that may present themselves to us, will necessarily, of necessity, be very different. Really want to stress that. And that not one path is better than the other. Whatever that path is, it is the path that will allow absolute growth, promote growth, and allow the raising of consciousness, the raising of vibrations, to be able to move on to the next level. What will work for me in terms of a path may not work for you. What works for you may not work for me. I may have had to tread on a part of the path you're treading so that I could get to where I am. You may have to tread on a part of the path that I'm treading so that you can get to where you are. But when you look at it collectively, we are all exactly where we need to be given what we committed ourselves to doing when we get here. I see we are right there at the break, so I want to pause here. We'll take a break. I'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are talking today about the spiritual path and trying to glean some better understanding and find some information that will help us to affirm our intentions with the universe and just remind us, perhaps, on some of the things that are important when we have stepped onto a path. Now, in the first segment, I referred to religion and spirituality, and I want to just clear that up very quickly. Religion is man-made. These are man-made organizations that have been put together with very good intention, and they're structured in a way that brings a collection of principles, disciplines, doctrines, and practices, and sometimes rituals that are intentionally designed to lead us so that we can enter into the basic tenets of sacredness. Religion itself is not bad. There's nothing negative about it. It could become limiting if we continue to see ourselves as followers. Remember one of those major statements I gave right at the beginning, student. Followers cannot end up being masters. You'll have to let go of the there's a period of time when following is quite appropriate so that we can see, we can learn, we can study, we can mingle, we can absorb, and we can learn those basic principles such as prayer, meditation, sacredness, divinity, how to function within groups, how to support each other within groups. And those are all basic tenets of spirituality and very, very, very important while we are on the journey. However, I'm beginning to see religion as phase one. It's kind of like we go to school and first we must be taught the ABCs of language. We must be taught numbers. We must be taught what to do with those letters and how to formulate sentences and how to turn sentences into paragraphs and stories. And we've got to learn what to do with those numbers and master the fact that they can be added, subtracted, divided, etc. Religion is the same thing. It's a good place to begin because it will give the basic tenets of spirituality. And sometimes I feel that it's kind of even a little difficult if one does not have those kind of basic foundational pieces. I myself, and I have to speak for myself, I myself have always been blessed, I believe, and have always been thankful for the rooting foundation that I have had in religion, and I continue to walk the Christian faith, even though I've studied Buddhism, I've studied other religious principles, and at some point made the decision that I needed to go inside and seek from the inside out. So religion is kind of stage one. And then if we are to grow and to master, for example, in the Christian religion, if we are to become the master that Christ was, the example he gave of what masters can manifest in the world, if we are to get there as masters, we're going to have to shift, continue to hold the tenements that we have been given, but we're going to have to turn inwards and begin to open up clear space and allow ourselves to grow and to move onwards. Spirituality, however, is living, attempting to live in alignment with the universe. It is attempting to strive for truth. In our search, we have got to be very, very careful. You know, I think there are two categories. In my mind, there are two categories of people who are out there searching. Some people are seeking to find truth. Are you seeking to find the truth of the matter, rather than the path that leads to it? Are you seeking to find the truth of the matter, or are you interested in upholding that which you were taught, that which you were given from perhaps your early childhood experiences? Are you seeking to uphold that and verify that in the world, or are you on a search for truth? So religion is man-made. Spirituality is living. It's living and engaging the practices that will allow us to become in full alignment with the universe, full alignment with our God, and will take us to the level of mastery so that we can display, do, and give to the world that which the masters before us gave. In the Christian religion, I sometimes think it's kind of interesting that in Christianity we talk a lot about Christ, and we tell those stories, and we talk a lot about the healing, etc. And we seem to have forgotten that his example was that each and every one of us should have moved by now to where he was. We should be able to heal the sick, raise the dead, calm the storm, and be able to function as masters. When we step into spirituality and step into walking the spiritual way, walking in alignment, we are now moving from the follower to becoming the master. Now, there are maybe hundreds and possibly thousands of different varieties and ways and spiritual paths that we can engage in. There are many, many, many. There's the Eastern traditions, there's Western traditions, there are the Gnostics, there's the mystical, there are many, 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 many varieties, many ways in which we can pursue this thing called spirituality. But when we look at the combination, the collection of all those ways, they fall into three major categories. These paths fall into three major categories. First of all, path number one is that of the seeker. We tend to begin to seek for information that is not readily available to us. In my case, I had the teachings of the Bible. I had the teachings of Christ. I believed them. I upheld them. I walked with them. But I had this question in my mind. Why are there so many Christians who cannot bring forth healing? Why are there so many of us as Christians who cannot raise the dead? Why are so many of us still stuck with the trials and tribulations of the world? Why can't we override them? Those were some of the main questions I put before me. That was my intent, to find answers to those questions when I stepped onto a spiritual path. And I would say the path found me rather than me sitting down and determining this is the path that I will take. So there is the path of the seeker. And the seeker generally is the one who starts to read a lot, read books, begins to attend lectures, movies, interested in videos, etc., that will bring information. Generally, these people will even take courses of study so that they can extract information that they need. They're generally looking for information that is a little bit more than what they were taught academically. And that's the path of the seeker. And that can take very many years. Sometimes it can take a whole lifetime. And if it takes a whole lifetime, there is generally a reason for it. Then number two is the path of the doer. Once we have sought out the information, once we are comfortable with the information, once we have begun to remind ourselves that, for me it was, I'm reading this, but I get this. I can get this really clearly. I could feel this in my spirit. I can feel this in my soul. I can feel this a truth. It resonates at some place deep within me. And then once we have amassed the information, and the seeker will generally come to a place where they become aware that gathering information is over and now there is time to kind of step onto a different path. And that's the path of the doer. And the path of the doer is the place where we begin to seek a mastery over the non-physical energies and forces that are around us. Because we've read about it, we've studied these things, we have meditated on these things, we have learned how to still ourselves so we can listen, and now we want to do much more than just seeking and listening. So we stumble onto the path of the doer, and we are now seeking to master the non-physical energies. Generally, people who are on the path of the doer, you will find them to be healers, people who are working in the healing field. They are energy workers. They have studied. They've chosen to take their awareness and study energy levels, and so therefore they can bring forth energy healing. They have a mastery over that. These are people who are into dream work because they're here to help us to interpret our dreams, etc. These are people who are working with crystals and other methodologies to bring us transformational tools that will help humanity to begin to change, to begin to grow, to begin to lift that consciousness higher and higher. And so the path of the doer is where we begin to do those things that we have read about, and perhaps the masters that we have studied, we are now ready to lend ourselves and open up ourselves to being the doer in the spiritual world. And then the third path is that of the mystic. The mystic, and sometimes we move from seeker to doer and into the mystic. Sometimes we just step right onto the path that is the mystic, but you must bear in mind that this is not contradictory. This has a lot to do with what we brought with us and the plan that is above us and inside of us that we're working with. We may only need to be reminded for a period of time of some of that information that we already know. And once we've been reminded, then we can move to the next level. Because none of us, we're not learning anything new. There's nothing new under the sun. And we've lived many, 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 many lifetimes. And we have mastered many, many, many spiritual attributes. And so sometimes we're just kind of going through that period of seeker and doer so that we can kind of remind ourselves what we're carrying and how to apply it. And then there is the path of the mystic. Mystics are very interesting people. And in the early days, perhaps way back centuries ago, it was very easy to be able to identify the mystic. And because their way of life was just so absolutely visibly different from the way of life of general folks. Today we have many mystics around us, but it's not so well observed or even acknowledged. Do you have a mystic in your life? After this broadcast, I'd like you to stop and really pay attention and look around you, and you may be able to identify one or two or even three of those people. Because today, the world having evolved the way it has, we have mystics around us who go to work every day, do their daily job, or do whatever it is they do on the planet. And we may put that label on them as a little bit weird or a little bit non-conforming. But we generally don't stop to really perceive them as who they are. Mystics are generally people who stumbled onto the path or deliberately chose to step on the path because they have many, many, many questions. There are people who have been fascinated by the recorded experiences of the many mystics in all religions, and they are particularly interested because they want to learn from these mystics and the mysticism, and so they present themselves as students. But I want to stress here that a mystic is a student of spirit. And while spirit may draw several teachers into the space, the true teaching comes directly from spirit. I see we are already at that place again where we need to take a break. So I will take a break here, and I will ask you to come back with paper and pencil, ready to take some notes. This is Spirituality 101, and we will be right back.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about the spiritual path, and I am in compliance teaching a class that has been requested of me on the three major categories that spiritual paths fall into and what we should be aware of along the way. And while I'm doing this, I'm also giving you some very, very, very important reminders so that you can be reminded of the many aspects and to ensure that you yourself is in compliance. My own path for me kind of found me because I had several questions, the first of which was, who am I? So mine started with a very, very serious self-discovery after I had returned from a near-death experience and became very aware that I was not my body. I was not my mind. My mind is just a reasoning center that reasons, and that's not who I am. I was not all of the belief systems that I was carrying at the time, because most of them were inherited, and so therefore they did not come out of my own experiences. And I had gotten to that place where I began to ask that serious question, who am I and what do I have that is authentic about me to pass on to my children? So I started that very serious journey at the age of 30 when I presented myself to a mystic at the time who began with me on the whole concept of self-discovery, self-awareness, and mindfulness. And that's where I began. And then it led from one place to the other to several amazing experiences that were presented to me, required of me, and the journey still continues, and I'm now in my 60s, and the journey still continues. We identified the three major paths, and we talked a little bit about the path of the mystics. But now I want to talk about whichever one of those paths you may be on, whichever one of those categories you fall into. Now, don't get me wrong. The seeker may be seeking Eastern traditions, Western traditions, Native American traditions, religious traditions. And that is fine. It's not a big deal which traditions you choose to start following. The doer may very well choose to do things the ancient Eastern ways, the modern ways. There are many, many choices. What I'm trying to say, there are many, many choices, and there's much to choose from, whichever one of those three major categories you fall into. But when you begin to understand those three major categories, I think you begin to become very comfortable with where you are. It's not about looking to see what Susan is on over there or what John is on over there, but rather my spirit is being trusting of the spirit, that the spirit is leading you so that you can open up in places and embrace those traditions that have the elements that will allow you as an individual spirit, part of the whole, to be able to grow and to outpicture. So within the context of these three major categories, I want to remind you of this, that whatever path you may be on has to involve some form of awakening. There has to be some place where you go, aha, oh, I get that. Or I've had this feeling, I've had this spiritual experience of energy running through my body. So first of all, there is an awakening. And then secondly, once we are awakened, we begin to wake up. Whatever path we may choose to be on, we've got to begin to engage purification. Why purification? Because after the awakening, now you are striving for, you've had an experience and your eyes have been turned upwards and you are striving for mastery. Mastery is going to require of you that you begin to take care of the physical body and purify it as best as you can. It is going to require that you learn how to purify your emotions. And when we talk about purifying our emotions, forgiveness is the master key. Whatever we tend to hold on to from the past controls our lives. And if we're trying to be free from the mundaneness and the dysfunctionality of this world, forgiveness is the key. So when we are in that purification mode, forgiveness is absolutely necessary. When we are in the purification mode along the path, opening up the heart and trusting and love is critically important. So that if we find that we have issues with trust and issues with loving, we've got to turn and look at the evolving spiritual world and see what resources, what tools, what teachers are available to us out there who can help us to bring forth this purification of the emotional field. It's also necessary to allow, and the word allow is very important, allow ourselves to engage, very important. And while in the process of purification, we need to look at our willpower and how that is manifested. So these are all things that we have to kind of like pay attention to. When we are on the path, we must recognize that purification is necessary of body, of mind, of soul, and of spirit. This is also the place where we begin to weed out or let go of those who are not striving to move upwards. The next stage or the next experience, that level, bundles of experiences that are necessary regardless of which path you may be on, is illumination. Because after the self, after you've cleaned and cleansed, you begin this cleaning and cleansing process. The mind now has to be focused. And the mind now has to be focused on the qualities of sacredness, the qualities of the divine. Because if truth is what you are after, that truth will have to be awakened inside of you by the divine source that some people call God, some people call Creator, some people call Great Spirit. So it is now moving to the illumination, turning the attention and the awareness to be illumined by this force that we call God. And that brings, illumination brings very interesting experiences into our lives, and it begins to also lighten up our spirits and our life so that we're beginning to carry more light. And as we interact with others, they are beginning to feel. Our auras are beginning to be filled with light, and those around us can begin to feel that and begin to react to that. It's about entering into the presence, and we do that when we are in meditation. We do that when we are in prayerfulness. We do that when we are in nature. But then eventually we should move to that place where we are constantly in that divine space and is being directed constantly. And in order to make that happen, we have got to come to this other very important word, surrender. We've got to begin to trust the universe and know that it has the answers and it has the patterns. And we've got to begin to trust that the universe will take us to where we need to be so that we can live and have our being there. Number four, if you're on any kind of path, expect that you will experience the dark night of the soul. There's a saying that says, whom God loves most will be given several tests. And so once we step our foot, you know, I had a teacher who says, once you step the foot on the path, Norma, there is no turning back, regardless of what those tests may be. So expect that the tests will appear, but trust the universe that it will take you through. In the dark night of the soul, we tend to come into the eye of the storm. But when we can trust, we know that we will move through the eye of the storm and move to the next level. So surrender is very important. And there comes a point when we're challenged to give up our will, so that if we are serious, we can go through what is called the mystical death or the spiritual crucifixion. And during illumination, we begin to, once we've gone through that, now we have got the hand in God's hand. We've got the hand in the universal rhythm. We are moving in alignment with the universe. And therefore, we are now becoming the absolute instrument of God's will here on earth. And then number five is the unitive state, or that state which we call unity, where we are now united. We are fully united, and therefore we have become the ideal tool or instrument of the divine will to be used here for manifesting here on earth. And when we have gotten there, we are now fully ready to be the perfect servant of God or of the universe, and service becomes the key and the watchword of our being. Don't go away. We'll take our last break and we will be right back.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Our noetic reality, or divine knowing, is the source of true empowerment. Look beyond your limiting thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and perceptions. You were born to co-create and experience joy and fulfillment. Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality with host Rebecca Skeel will guide and inspire you each week to live multidimensionally and shift into greater loving and truth. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and I hope I have given you food for thought. I hope also that I have answered some of those questions that you have been beaming to me by way of email as well as in the ethers. I can pick them up in the ethers sometimes, you know. Just a few reminders. You cannot become a master by remaining a follower. If you're in that following stage, it's now time to turn your eyes to the universe and go, I'm ready to get to the next level. A seeker on the path is a student of spirit. We move from being the student of some theological ideas. We move from being the student of religious concepts, while they continue to be true. But we move on to opening ourselves so that we become the student of spirit. And spirit begins to guide our process. Because you see, as we move along on whatever path we have chosen, bear in mind that what we are attempting to do is to turn inward and let the spirit on the inside be the guide and the director. And as you know, you cannot become a master by remaining a follower. You cannot become a really good master unless you have had a period of mastering following. It's a catch-22. Know that alignment is the key. The goal is being able to align with the universe in perfect rhythm, harmony, melody. If you're having a hard time even kind of feeling what I'm saying right now and hearing this, I want you to go out and pick up and play a beautiful, well-orchestrated piece of music, whether it's jazz or it's classical music. But I want you to go out and pick up a really beautiful, well-orchestrated piece of music. Try Mozart. Try Miles Davis. Try Dave Koz. He's got music that just is very, very magical. And listen to it. And when you listen to it, listen to the way each set of instruments are perfectly aligned and perfectly attuned that gives us the beautiful melody and harmony. And that's what we are attempting to accomplish, being in perfect harmony with the universe, perfect harmony with our spirits, from which will come the directions that we need. The spiritual path is turning inward. Before we can completely get on the inside, there are teachers and healers and counselors that the universe will send to us, and we need to pay attention to help us with some of those simple tasks that we need to accomplish. But the whole goal is alignment. Remember that surrender, there comes that place when we have learned to trust the universe. This is why I encourage you all to walk in nature, walk and observe the changing of the seasons. Become aware that nature really knows. When you understand that, you'll allow nature to nurture you, and the act of surrendering like nature has will become much, much easier. Remember that when we surrender, we allow the master artist to continue the work with the masterpiece. Know that forgiveness is a major key. Mindfulness is also a major, major key. The past is the past. We've got to step out of the past, leave it behind, be in the moment, because the moment is here to instruct us. The moment is here to transform us. The moment is here to guide us. The moment is here to take us to the destination. And mastery, mastery is the key. Mastery takes us beyond human limitations and reasoning. I am just absolutely amazed these days. I think it's the power of the energy that is coming onto the planet. I am absolutely amazed at the direction I get from the inside, even in simple, simple, simple things like, Norma, turn right instead of your usual left in your journey. And when I follow that instruction and I get to my place of work, I discover that there may have been a major traffic jam or an accident on a main highway. And I'm just absolutely in awe that with all that there is going on in the world, as that the spirit that guides me from the inside out has the time to stop and even take care of my physical need, like allowing me to arrive on time where I need to arrive. Walking and living with spirit from the inside out is, to me, it's an absolutely amazing and mind-boggling experience. As that along the way, so often, we get the direction that we need. Something else I want to remind you of is that you and I, if we are walking the earth at this time, we were born to shine. And that state of illumination that I talked about earlier on is the place where we began to, after we have started and kept the purification process going, we begin to shine because we begin to absorb and to hold much, much, much levels of light. Our light body comes into place and it begins to hold. It becomes the reservoir of the light that is being beamed onto the planet. And our ability, because we have done the work, to be able to hold on to that light. You and I were born at this time to shine. We are change agents in a world that is very quickly transforming to peace on earth and goodwill to man. I hope that this has brought a whole different perspective for you. If you have questions, and I certainly would invite your comments, I'd really like to know how you have received this and whether or not this has been helpful to you on today's lesson. Has it been helpful to you on your journey? Did you learn something or hear something today that perhaps you may have forgotten? Are you reminded of something today? Are you going to do anything different as a result of what you have heard today? I am very, very interested in your comments. So send me an email, myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Send me your comments. Send me your questions. Let me know how this course is working for you, but particularly the combination of last week's lessons when we heard from everyday people, because we're all just simply everyday people striving to live more from our spirits. Last week we heard from folks who are on the path and how they got there and what's been happening for them. And I'd like to know what's happening for you. So take the time to send me an email or a comment and let me know how you are doing along the path. We are living in extraordinary times. We are living in transformational times. All that we need here on earth is available to us. Look around you, and if you find a roadblock, find a spiritual or an energy worker who can help you to bring about purification and bring about enlightenment. Continue on your journey doing that which you must. Let go of the past. It's gone. It's done. It has no place in this new, energized, evolving world. And remember, you're doing a whole lot better than you can ever imagine. God bless you. And a reminder to walk softly, gently on the planet. For you and I have argued for our right to be here. And now that we are here, we must become the illumined change agents that we were intended to be. Until next week, be at peace.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.